It is 10 minutes into the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you, wherever you are tuning us from this afternoon. Allow me to welcome you on the crossover that is with me, Abigail, right up until the hour of 6. Yeah, it is the first Sunday in the year 2026. And I think this is a good sign. Because usually when a year starts and already you are into the weekend, well, not really a year, but a month, when a month starts and, already you are into the weekend, that is a sign that it is going to go very fast, right? So probably, the month of January is really going to fly by. Yeah. I know it is a month that people really don't like at all. No, people don't like January because a lot of things happen in January. So it is a month that people usually don't look forward to. But yeah, I think this is a sign that it is going to fly by. Yeah. So good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you. You know, I've been off air for quite some time. I was on holiday. I went home. And now I am back in your company every Sundays, same time, same place, from 4 to 6, you know. And yeah, I look forward to the year 2026. And of course, see what it's in store for me as well as you. Yeah. Yeah. So 2026 started off on a very good note as well as on a sad note. You know, when I say sad, I mean that it started off, you know, with a loss for Eagle FM as a whole, as well as Eagle FM listeners. Somebody passed away the day before yesterday, and, he was a very, I don't want to use the word, okay, let me try to find a word that I can try to describe him. He was a very huge, yes, I think that is, you know, a good word. I'm even getting emotional just, you know, trying to speak about him. He was a huge contributor, you know, to Eagle FM. Especially on my Silozi show on Sizuma. And, yeah, it is really, really sad, you know, to have lost him. Yeah, I think I should just stop. Yeah, I think I should just stop trying to talk about him because clearly I don't think I have the strength to get into it, but yeah. So 2026 started off on a very sad note, you know. He was in the hospital for quite some time, I think from November. And I remember the last day that I went to go visit him, it was the day before I left. Before I went to Zambezi, before I traveled to Zambezi. And I remember we spoke about him being discharged and, you know, finding me at home. We are going on a break. We'll come continue on the other side. Don't go away.
Mwana paleka ekufombinga lo ela landulako pamwe no Parates de tolundulukile komkalo elongifolo prepaid go sim tofutu ko khulo enyala ke dole fela dike mokasim keshe omwa kwatero shalishe gigabyte omlongo nanano ova unana tango mito yo kuricharge no kulimonena owawe data konda do iwaya tuwa pomo doropa toshininge fimbo keshe olove wa pumbwa ila ulimoneno ka Parates go sim koe menti kikesho lo lilipo pepinave emango no malandula fano odo dino kulandurwa power yo next chat stream call with Parates.
Always prepare.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, it is Eagle FM, the eye. I actually missed, being on air, being behind the mic. I hope you guys also, missed listening to me, just as much as I missed being in your company, right? So before the break, I was talking about, somebody that we lost, someone who was a very huge, huge listener of Eagle FM. And a huge contributor to Eagle FM, especially on the Silozi show. I used to have him on the show. He would, call in and just give his 2 cents. So I was on the part where I was saying that before I traveled to Zambezi, because he was in the hospital here in the city, in Windhoek. And I remember... I told him that you need to be discharged and, come to Katima so that I can go visit you while I'm still there. And, we laughed about it. It was like, yes, no, I'm definitely coming to find you, in Katima, And, I remember I checked in on him on the 26th of December. He told me that he was discharged from the hospital. He was home. But he was not feeling that great, So yeah, I just got the news the day before yesterday on Friday that, he had passed on, and that was very sad. Very, very sad. So yeah, on the sad part of 2026, that's it. I think, especially, the Silozi people who used to listen to him, they are really going to miss him a lot, very much. Yeah. So on the good side of 2026, well, my best friend is, born on the 3rd of January. Yes. Allow me to wish her a huge, huge birthday wish. Happy birthday to you, Beyonce. I wish you the best. We really had fun yesterday. I don't know if you guys can pick up from my voice that I'm exhausted. Very, very exhausted. I'm tired. We really had fun. I think the good thing is that the birthday was on a Saturday. So, when a birthday is on a Saturday, it's nice, people go all out. So we went all out and, we had fun. So happy birthday to everyone who's also born on the 3rd of January. Like my best friend and also those who are born today, the ones who are celebrating their birthdays today. Happy birthday to you guys. A friend of mine is also celebrating her birthday today. She was born on, the 4th of January. Yeah. One thing that I have issues with, when it comes to, birthdays in January, they are really unnecessary, to be honest. No, they are really unnecessary. January has a lot of issues on its own as a month. And then on top of that, you should have birthdays. It's December, it's January. I feel like people could have just, avoided giving birth, between December and January, because we can't. It's really exhausting. Like now I am so exhausted. I'm so tired. And, it's just the beginning of the year. We could have done this last year. somewhere in October, November, there, September or somewhere, but now we are doing it in January. But yeah, regardless, happy birthday to you guys, and I hope you enjoy it to the fullest. I know it's a Sunday, but yeah, do make the most out of it because it only comes once in a year. 21 past the hour of 4. Good afternoon to you. If you just tuned in, you are listening to The Crossover right here on the only talk radio station in Namibia. That is with me, Abigail. I'm back from the holidays. Let's see what 2026 has in store for all of us. I almost say 2025. If you hear me saying 2025, please do not be surprised. We are still adjusting to the new year, you know, saying 2026. So yeah, the tongue is still used to 2025, but we will definitely get used to saying 2026. I remember back in the years, I think around somewhere around, I remember when Vision 2030, you know, came into place, it really looked like it's a long time, you know. It felt like it's a long time, it's ages, when we will get to, you know, Vision 2030. But here we are, look at us, only 4 years to, you know, Vision 2030. It's crazy, right? Crazy. But yeah, so welcome, as I've mentioned. It is the first Sunday in the month of January in the year 2026. We are together. I am back. And of course, it is an honor to be in your company until the hour of 6, where you guys will be with Hende on the Eco Spot Zone from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8 o'clock. Now, let's listen to sounds of Beyoncé. On this one that is titled Best Thing I Never Had.
What goes around comes back around. Hey, my baby. What goes around comes back around. Hey, my baby. I say what goes around comes back around. Hey, my baby. What goes around.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Oh,
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
It's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, your eye.
Your eye.
Neither one of us knew why. We didn't build nothing overnight, cause a love like this takes some time. We just throw it off as a phase, said we can't see that. Now from top to bottom, they see that we did that. Yeah, it's so true that, yeah, we've been through it. Yeah, we got rough. Yeah, see baby, we've been too strong for too long.
And I can't be without you, baby.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitida mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa ninge Patafanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora esatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
It is 17 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. Good afternoon to you and you and you. If you just tuned in, you are listening to the only talk radio station in Namibia. Yes. And you are listening to the crossover that is with me, Abigail, right up until the hour of 6. Yeah. So today we are going to talk about, you know, 2025, looking back at the year 2025, right? It is the first Sunday in the year 2026, and we are going to reflect, right? If 2025 was a movie or a book title, what would it be to you? What would be to you? So we are looking back at, I was beating a mosquito. I don't like mosquitoes at all, you know, and, coming from an area where they are like prone, like found, yo, it was not easy. It was not easy at all. So as I was saying that we are going to look at, you know, how the year 2025 was, we are going to reflect, look back at how the year 2025 was. How I came about this, you know, particular discussion is in terms of, you know, every year we set, resolutions, you know. We set goals for ourselves, what we want to achieve in the new year. By the end of that new year, what would you want to have achieved, right? But then I was like, okay, before we get to, you know, talking about New Year's resolutions, how about we take a look back at the previous year? How was 2025? Many a times in our discussions, we always talk about, you know, always having a positive attitude in terms of, for example, if you set yourself a goal, let me say 2024, you set yourself a goal that you would want to achieve in 2025, and then come 2025, you don't achieve that particular goal. We always, always encourage everyone, you know, in keeping a positive mindset. Ooh. There's a mosquito that is troubling me here. I don't know why, but it's troubling me. It seems like it wants to bite me. It wants to bite. Yes. So I was saying that we always encourage, you know, everyone, not to give up. If whatever goal you set for yourself, whatever resolution you set for yourself does not come to life, always, always keep moving forward, because at some point you will achieve that particular resolution, that particular goal. It might just not be in the time you set for it, because in most cases we do set time, you know. When we come up with the goal, when we come up with the resolution, we give it time, let's say maybe 6 months or 3 months or 9 months or a whole year. And then when that time lapses that you set, you feel some type of way. So these are conversations that we usually have throughout the year. So today we are going to talk about, you know, looking back. When you look back at 2025, if it was a movie, what movie would it be? And if it was a book, what title would you give or name that book or title the book? You know, for me, 2025 really was, it was a good year, to be honest. I think I can say that it was a good year. It was a good year in terms of, you know, growth as a person. I got to grow as an individual. I got to do things that I wished for 2025. And it's not everything though. It's not everything that I set for myself to achieve in 2025. that I achieved in 2025. But looking back at 2025 for me, it was really a good year, to be honest. December 2024, I set a few resolutions for myself for 2025. I had no plan, to be honest. I had no plan at all. All I knew was that, okay, there are certain things that I wanted in the year 2025. So I wrote them down. And this is something that I always encourage you, as listeners, that when you think of something, for example, you want to achieve something, always write it down. Yes. There is something about writing a certain goal or a certain resolution down. And then every time you go back and you look at it, it will motivate you in case you haven't, you know, reached the goal or you are struggling to reach the goal. Just going back to it and looking at it, it will actually motivate you even more. So December 2024, I wrote a few things down that I wanted to achieve. And, you know, I can gladly say that now sitting in the year 2026 and looking back at the year 2025, I really did a great job as an individual because I did achieve most of the things. It's not everything. I achieved most of the things that I wrote down to achieve in the year 2025. One thing that I'm still struggling with, this I've been saying on air, on my Silozi show here on the crossover, I've been saying it. It's the driver's license. Yo! it was one of the goals that I wrote in the year 2024 that I wanted to achieve in the year 2025, right? So it's not like, but some of these things that one thing that I've realized is that some of these things, they are not really hard, you know, to achieve. They are not. It just depends to you as an individual, to you as the person who wants to achieve the goal, what effort you put in trying to, you know, achieve that resolution or achieve that goal. And one thing that I realized is that we do get comfortable. And this is the tricky part of time, right? Because now it's January and you look at the whole year, you stretch it. It seems like there's so much time, right? And then you postpone some of the things. You feel like, okay, I will start doing this thing maybe in March or in May. Or in August. One thing you forget is that all that time you are not trying to do or achieve that goal, it is time that is being wasted, right? That's one thing that I realized when it came to, you know, me getting my driver's license. I realized that I was too reluctant, to be honest. The year 2025, if I was serious, the way I was serious in other things, you know, the way I was serious in attaining certain goals or certain resolutions that I set for myself. If I was that serious, I'm sure I would be telling you a different story right now, looking back at the year 2025. But I was so relaxed to the point that I only got to realize that I'm so relaxed and the year was almost, you know, coming to an end. Starting something towards the end of the year is really not advisable. I'm not going to advise anybody. I know others might feel different, because we are different individuals. Other people do well under pressure. I don't do well under pressure at all. I'd rather not do anything when I'm under pressure, to be honest. I don't like pressure. I don't do well under pressure. So doing something towards end of the year is really not advisable. I wouldn't advise anybody. But if you as an individual, you do very well towards the end of the year, then go for it. Because I only started working on my driver's license towards end of the year. So yeah, had I tried or had I started like now, January, maybe already by, you know, somewhere in the middle of the year, I would have gotten my driver's license. So that is my New Year's resolution for 2026, you know, to make sure that I do get my driver's license. And when I get it, I am definitely coming on air and I am going to share it with you. Right. So yeah, 2025 was a great year, to be honest. It had its ups and downs just like any other year. But all in all, it was a great year for me as an individual. So I hope it was also a great year for you. But you are welcome to share with us, looking back at the year 2025. How was it for you? 083-288-401. Yeah, you can come through and, you know, share with us how 2025 was for you. And of course, looking forward to 2026, what would you like to see? It's a new year, right? New year, new resolutions. Yes. And, we will talk about New Year's resolutions. So that's for sure. I just didn't want to, come start, you know, a conversation the first Sunday in the month of January in the new year. Come talk about New Year's resolutions. I was like, no, let's actually take a look back at the year 2025. How was it? How was the year 2025 for you? Yes. 083-288-401. Yeah. Sounds of, Phil Collins. So one of, my favorite songs. I actually couldn't believe that this song was a rehearsal. I remember. I listened to it. It's True Colors. Yes, it is True Colors. I was listening to the song and it was just amazing, you know. So when I tried to look for the song, I couldn't find it. Only to realize that I've been skipping this song all this time and it was a rehearsal. Yes, it was a rehearsal. For a live performance that Phil Collins was having. I'm not sure where, but yes. So here is a sound of Phil Collins, True Colors.
I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. Don't be afraid to let them show your true colors, beautiful. You wear the sad eyes. Don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it.
The darkness inside you makes you feel
so small.
And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful, oh, like a rainbow. Show me your smile. Don't be unhappy, can't remember when I last saw you laughing. When this world makes you crazy and you're taking all you can, then just call me up because you know I'll be there. And see your true colors shining through you. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors.
now and realize that this world makes you crazy. You're taking all you can bear. Just call me up because you know I'll be there. And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors. True colors are shining through. I see your true. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. So beautiful, like a rainbow. That's why I love you. Show me your colors. True
colors shining through.
Show me your rainbow.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Show me your colors.
True colors shine.
Show me your rainbow.
So beautiful.
That's why I love you. Show me your true colors shining through. Your true colors shine through. True colors shine through. True colors.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, your eye.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard to make that soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Hide my tail and turn and run. It's time to do what might be done. Kings came from kingdom come. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
I got all the answers to your questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail, I turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
I'm not asking just of you. Girl, to make it last, I'll do whatever needs to be done.
Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Now and forever, we'll never.
You put a move on my heart. Sounds of the late Quincy Jones as well as Tamia. Bringing us to quarter past the hour. It's actually now 16 past the hour of 5 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you. If you just tuned in, well, I got a text message to one of the listeners, you know, appreciating the sounds that I'm playing for you on the crossover. You know, he was like, I am enjoying the music. Thank you so much. It's the year 2026. It's the 4th of January. So it is a new year, right? And, I actually invited you, you know, to come through and share with us how was your 2025. Today we are looking back at the year 2025. That is before we get into the New Year's resolutions. What are we planning for the year 2026, right? So I shared with you guys that for me, 2025 was really a great year. It was not just a good year, but it was a great year, to be honest. You know, when I say a great year, I mean in terms of, you know, me as an individual, I believe I grew so much in 2025, you know, compared to the year 2024. So 2025 was a great year. I had resolutions for 2025 that I achieved, even though it's not all of them, but most of them, majority of the things that I wrote down in the year 2024 for the year 2025 really came to fruition. Yes, I like that word. I like that word so much. And I always, you know, get excited when I say it because it is such a great word. Yeah, fruition. Yes. So a lot of things that I planned for the year 2025 came to fruition, which is quite amazing, you know. And, I think if anything, it has really motivated me to even do better in the year 2026. I mentioned, the fact that one of my goals for the year 2025 was, you know, getting my driver's license, but that didn't happen. The things that I usually preach to you guys are the same things that I also preach to myself as an individual. So one thing that I told myself is that it is not the end of time, right? We didn't get the license in 2025, so we will push in 2026 and, you know, get it. For the year 2026, it's not even a discussion of I will try to get my driver's license. I am getting the driver's license in 2026. It's non-negotiable, that one. I have to get it. No matter what, yes, I have to get it. So yeah, 2025 was a great year. If you'd like to share with us how it was for you, you can come through and share with us how 2025 was for you, right? If it was a movie or if it was a book, what title would you title 2025? Yes, what title would you give the year 2025? I think for me, 2025, if I have to title the year 2025, for me, it was a book. It wasn't a movie. It was a book. So if I have to title the book, I think I would title it, The Year of Fruition. Yes. I think that is a great title, you know. I would title it The Year of Fruition because so many things that I wished for the year 2025 really came to fruition. I saw them come to life. So I am so grateful, to be honest. I am so grateful. I always preach about, you know, being grateful. And also awarding ourselves when we do great things. I haven't awarded myself yet, but I am definitely going to award myself for the achievements that I achieved in the year 2025. It wasn't easy, But to be honest, I really, really did great in the year 2025. So 21 past the hour of 5 o'clock. Let me play you sounds of the dream on this song that is titled Fruition. Yes, a word that is so dear to my heart. There's just something about the word fruition, you know. Things have come to fruition. Life has come to fruition. The career has come to fruition and so on and so forth. are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail. Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
goodbye. Bring back the joy to my life. Don't leave me here with these tears. Come and kiss this pain away. I can't forget the day you left. Time is so kind. And life is so cruel without you here beside me.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Just a moment away,
I'm without you once again. You laughed at me. You said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. We play the games that people play. We made mistakes along the way. Somehow I know deep in my heart you needed me. Remembering the pain, if I must say, it's deep in my mind and locked away. But then most of all, I do love you. Still, those memories, times I'm sure we'll never forget. Those feelings we can't put aside. But it's so heavy on my mind. So many dreams that flew away. So many words we didn't say to people.
do.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Vulo mponga sana. Pora keneni matungi mwa Namibia mwana mkunda doko mambo. Elie divi solio mulio kutundira kwa ministeri unandima, marunonege mefuta, memane wapo kororevu. Pora keneni na wano kulitamba ikambudiezi kumono wane koroveni, kama parambo na waka umi. Hagekeni siruga na sokura ndesa nokura ndae vulo mponga sana. Moro asinge, moro ae vulo mponga sana mwa Namibia ae vule pangero, tani kwa tokulira ndesa mwankedi nkenye. Kulihame sila masuruga sokura ndesa ndi kuranda evu kapi ya polisira. Veta ze wapo kuro evu diyo mkunda heziva na kutumburasi act number 5 of 2002 kwa silika hivi ya ukayangosna. Matenge kogo iruga na vapira kupolisira ya randeso evu. Matenge kogo paveta. Vadonga nesiveta angava futisan taningava za modorongo. Vidonga neso liyo mpora mkunda. Rande sondie rando evu kuvura kulete sapo mapiro kulizuva ndi marwa nambo mwono mkunda detu. Yinke yono hepa kudiva. Evu liyo mponga sana ula natuwenye. Halioru none rokuli gavera ornatu guwane namo natuwenye mawa. Tupungure ni upingwa wetu. Po kufuma deka evu liyo mponga sana ose kufuma deka mulio kono mpo detu kani popera nkara pamazitu. Rapota hivi ya ukayapira kupulisira. Nsena sowe kuna kugaza rasi, kuna karapo, hiruga na hirande soevu, hirapota kundango zorudi, ndango zevulo mponga sano, ndiko mbele wazo ministeri, hozakarara pepi nevango lyoge. Turugane nini kumwe, tukungeru none revulo etulo mponga sano, tulikungire mhoko kukome. Uministeri kapna ukakara na unzoni, sena na kazumba nesa marunone gevu, mora hiruga na dona hirande soevulo mponga sano. Diorokasi, evulo mponga sano mulio unini, tulipo pere nino kulipungwira na veni. Mpandu keruga neno kumu. Edivisu eli lyoko radio kuna litulisa pone kwato soko lyo pasimali wa tunde la kepangelo lyo solongo sana media tani pangelo la Germany Peteramo German Development Bank mogwana kwa mapuku rogomanzi gwanekerano mbere wazo ministeri za karera pepi ni wango lyoge ndiko mbere wazo inka yonkara pamwe mu ministeri una ndima marno negeme futa mema ne wapo koroevu kono moraezi Eutan tazimwe zimwe, mbali eutan tantatu, tambali ntazimwe eutan.
Like, oh, think about it now. mic. What if the table suddenly started to turn? The was just she'd like be the pen and you the horn. Think about it. What if she liked you up and said, hey, my.
Sounds of Joe Thomas on this one that is titled What If a Woman. Bring us to 7 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. Yes. That means that in a few minutes, I'll be saying goodbye to you. I'll be leaving you in the company of Hende, who is going to be with you guys from the hour of 6 right up until the hour of 8 o'clock on Eagle Spot Zone. Yeah. So, yes, it is the first Sunday in the year 2026. From my side, I'll just like to wish you a very productive, 2026. If you have New Year resolutions, if you have goals, just remember that, sometimes you do get what you want or what you wish, and sometimes it does not happen as you plan. But nevertheless, regardless, do not give up on your goals or resolutions. We will have a conversation on New Year's resolutions. Today was all about, looking back at the year 2025. Even though you guys did not come through and, share with us how your 2025 was. But I shared how my 2025 was. I mentioned the fact that 2025 was actually a very, growth year for me. I really grew so much in a lot of aspects, of my life. So yeah, definitely looking forward to 2026 and what it has in store for me as well as for you. So I guess this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you. I'll see you next Sunday, same time, same place. From me, Abigail, it is adios. Have a great week ahead of you. Tomorrow, a lot of you guys are going back to work for the first time in 2026, coming from holidays and all that. So it is very tricky, around this time because, your body adjusted to the holiday, the sleep schedule probably changed as well. So it might be a bit tricky for you to adjust, but nevertheless, you will come around. And the funny thing for me was that this holiday, I just maintained the normal sleeping schedule as well as the time that I used to wake up. So that time that I usually wake up in the morning, that's exactly the time that my mind would just wake up as well during the holidays. So I really didn't have a different schedule when it came to sleeping as well as waking up. So it was just like the same routine. I believe I will not struggle to get back to the routine of work. That's for sure. Leaving you with sounds of Whitney Houston on this one that is titled Exhale. Adios. Bye-bye.
In love sometimes it's wrong, and sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail. But there comes a point when we exhale, say,
Sometimes you cry. Life never tells us the winds are wise. When you've got friends to wish you well, you'll find a point when you will exhale. Yeah, yeah. Say shoot, 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 shoot.
Shoot, 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 sh